From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a tough new record and round of economic sanctions against North Korea. This comes in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke to the council on Monday.
These are by far the strongest measures ever imposed on North Korea. They give us a much better chance to halt the regime's ability to fuel and finance its nuclear and missile programs. But we all know these steps only work if all nations implement them completely and aggressively.
Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. 16 years after the United States launched its war on terror, there are still nagging concerns that aspects of the war have not gone well. And when it comes to the battle of ideas, some experts and officials fear the U.S. may be losing. Quote, there is an element to killing the jihadists so they can't kill us, said Congressman Michael McCaul, chair of the House Homeland Security Committee. We've been able to stop and prevent a lot of terror plots from happening in the United States. However, current and former U.S. officials say that failure to counter narratives that help fuel groups like Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State is not due to a lack of effort, but so far they admit the results have not been good. This is VOA News. Residents of the Florida Keys may be unable to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left behind by Hurricane Irma. The Keys were the first part of Florida slammed by the powerful hurricane on Sunday. Irma's winds and storm surges swept over the island chain, wrecked roads and bridges, and swept homes and cars aside. VOA's Slatika Hoke has more.
Hundreds of power emergency trucks were dispatched Monday to restore electricity to neighborhoods left without power in the aftermath of the storm.
Utilities from all over the country are headed down there, and I think as far up as Canada as well.
Really?
So there are tens of thousands of utility workers that right now are mobilizing from across the country and going down to help with restorations.
The western coast was spared the worst, but strong winds damaged many houses and trees.
I tell you, it brought me to tears to see the trees down, to think how many years they've been around, and Mother Nature is taking care of them so well, and to see so many trees down.
On her way to Florida, Irma wreaked havoc in the Caribbean. Almost all of the homes were destroyed on the island of Barbuda.
VOA's Slatika Hoke. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a temporary order allowing the Trump administration to maintain its restrictive policy on refugees while the court considers challenges to the travel ban. Justice Anthony Kennedy issued the temporary order on Monday. It was expected to remain in effect while the court takes up the matter, likely within a matter of days. Had the Supreme Court not acted, an appeals court decision lifting part of the ban on refugees would have gone into effect today. If there were further challenges to the refugee ban, Kennedy said they should be filed to the nation's highest court by noon today. Tuesday marks the start of a month-long voluntary vote in Australia that could eventually legalize same-sex marriage. As many as 16 million Australians will receive a mail-in ballot asking them to vote either yes or no on the issue and mail it back by November. If a majority of ballots are marked yes, Parliament will follow through with a formal vote in December. A new opinion survey released Tuesday indicated 70% of those questioned said they support same-sex marriage. The Brazilian government has opened an investigation into the deaths of 10 members of an uncontacted indigenous tribe, allegedly at the hands of gold miners. Authorities said the prosecutor's office in Amazonas State near the Colombian border opened the investigation after learning the miners had bragged about killing members of the unidentified tribe. The National Indian Federation has not confirmed any of the deaths. I'm Doug Bernard in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.